Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The one thing I would will say tonight is the night that we said, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. And I will say this to you. Save me, O God, by my name, and judge me by my sin. Hear my prayers, O God. Give ear to the word of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek my soul. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with me that hold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice, because what God has for us to do, more than anything else in this world, God wants us to know that there's none like him. And I will say this. I will freely sacrifice unto thee, O God. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. He delivered me out of the trouble you have, Father, and mine eyes have set me and desire upon mine enemies. And tonight I want to talk about a lesson I want to just go through and for just a few minutes, and then I'll open the lines up. I want to talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, when we take note of what the Bible tells us, the only requirement for Jesus baptizing with the Holy Spirit, God and the Father, is that you must be born again. Not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. Even in every born-again believer is a candidate for the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And you know what? Some people want to become augmented and put God on different planes. There's only three things God has: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And what God has done for us, God has put it in order for us. Now, I want you to see something very important. If you go to Acts 1:8, if you got your Bible, turn with me to Acts 1:8. Here is the proof that we need. See, proof. Proof is what we need. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witness unto both in Jerusalem, to all Judea, Samaria, and to the utmost parts of the earth. And the reason why this scripture is given to us in the early church, when they went from the four Gospels to the Acts of the Apostles, because it's written as the Acts of the Apostles. What God is doing, God has a purpose, and an importance to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the baptizer. You see, going to the pastor, I want to get baptized. Okay, good. That's water baptism. But when I say, because when I went to God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I felt a certain anointing fall over my whole body. And when I come to understand the importance of being baptized with the Holy Spirit, here's what I found out. The Holy Spirit empowers me to preach and demonstrate the gospel of Jesus Christ's kingdom, not only in word, but in power. That's in Corinthians 4:20. See, God give us the power, give us the authority to do what needs to be done by the Holy Spirit. Well, some people say, well, I don't need the Holy Spirit. Well, you don't have the Holy Spirit. You don't know Jesus. Oh, yes, I do. I've been born again. Well, have you asked for the Holy Spirit? No, I don't know about all that. Let me tell you something. Will there be a time where we cannot be augmented? We cannot start setting our own game to play. We got to see what the Bible has said. God said, if you will obey me, I will protect you. Simple, and that's plain and simple. I don't have time to argue with anybody, to fuss with anybody. That's why he said, behold, God is my helper. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them. He is me because he's the upholder of my soul. And I will say, when you talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, see, a lot of people don't want to talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. See, the Apostle Paul said to the message preacher, there were no persuasive words. No, see, some people want to see, well, let's see how much education you got. They want to be able to dialect. They want to be able to input. They want to be able to slice and dice. But when you take the, see, human wisdom cannot prevail over God's wisdom. When you got God's wisdom, God gives you to know what's going on around in the spirit, as in into the world we live in. See, we're living in a time right here in America where that we got all kind of things that are happening before us. We got the ISIS, we got the Al-Qaeda, we got this, we got that, we got this. Because it takes somebody praying what God can do to keep America. And I say, when the Holy Spirit is upon the believer. Now, hear this out. Well, hear this out, please. When the Holy Spirit, when he empowers us to preach, the Holy Spirit, not so much sing song. When the Holy Spirit empowers, he puts the God power in you to preach the living word of God, to say the living word. And let me tell you something, because I'm believing in my heart what God is doing in me, through me, and by me. The purpose of this importance of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, in case a lot of folks don't understand, Jesus is the baptizer. He baptized with the Holy Spirit and with power and with fire. And see, when the Apostle Paul had his meeting, he began to tell the people, said, look, what I got, it ain't a man. It didn't come from man. It came from God. See, God had to stop a Paul named Saul on the road to Anna. God stopped him and said to him, why are you doing what you're doing to me? He said, well, who are you, Lord? Because his knowledge was still intact. He said, well, who are you, Lord? He was the Pharisees of the Sanhedrin Council, He said, well, who are you? I am God whom you crucified. I am God who you put in a... And he was so blind he couldn't even see. But God called a man named Ananias. Ananias, I got a man coming to you. He needs some help. When you're reading the book of Acts, you're going to find him. Rather, after the 8th chapter, you're going to find him. But I want you to know tonight, one thing we have to come to understand. I don't care who you are, where you are. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have the power of God to do anything. What I mean by that? You can't lay hands on nobody and get healed. Faith. But when you have the power of the anointing to break the yoke of the enemy, you have the right to stand before God and say, here's one that has submitted their life to you, Holy Father. And you know, today, as I was just praying, see, the power of the Holy Spirit is often referred as the anointing. See, that's what I say. The anointing. Touch not my prophets, nor do my anointing. See, he said, God said, don't touch my prophets. Don't touch them. And when I say that, that means all of us, black or white, rich or poor. Touch not my anointing, nor do my prophets no hurt. The anointing is what breaks up everything. It breaks up the foulness. It breaks up the enemy's attempt. It breaks up what God can do in the body of a believer. And I want you to know tonight, every believer that can believe tonight, if you want the Holy Ghost, you got to ask for it. I can't give it to you, but I can tell you how you can get it. Hallelujah. See, the Holy Spirit is waiting to anoint us and to come upon us, and to engage in us, and to show us he will be a witness of and in the kingdom as Christ commanded. Therefore, listen to me, beloved, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, produces within the believer the fruits the fruits of the Spirit. Now listen, that was singular, fruit of the Spirit. Not fruits, not therefore fruits of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit. See, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22-23 says, as our sanctification, as part of our sanctification, meaning the holiness, the Spirit produces in us love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, temperance, self-control. The fruit is formed in us by continuing yielding to the, by us, by me or you, continuing yielding to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the one. God says, he looked down from heaven and he just looked upon what the devil done, and God just laughed at him. God laughed at him. Why did God laugh at him? Because he knew the devil don't have no right. See, the devil lost his rights in heaven. He lost his rights on earth when Jesus Christ came. He said, all power is in my right hand. I have death and hell. It's in my right hand. So we're living in a time where we got to get people out there in darkness. I know there's a lot of issues going on in the world. There's robbery. There's murder. There's jealousy. There's stupidity. There's anger. I want to get even. I'm going to get upset. No, that's not God. That is not God. How do you change your attitude from where you are right now? You change your attitude by taking God as word. The Holy Spirit has given me the supernatural gift. He has given it to me. Here's why. When I look at it, he gives me the fruit is formed in us by you and I continually. The more I yield to God, the more the fruit, F-R-U-I-T, more the fruit, the joy, the peace, the long suffering. Now, some people don't like that. Some people don't like that. You mean I got to have, yeah? You can't be jealous. You ain't got to want to strike nobody down. I mean, there's a lot of people out there just call them point to point, but all I can do is pray for them. I love you. And see, one thing I've learned, I say I'm blessed and keep moving. I am blessed and keep moving. That's all I can say. I am blessed and keep moving. Why? Because I know what God has promised me. And when we come to that point, I'm not trying to get off into the full, whatever called, but Holy Spirit, he waits on us right now. All you got to do is come to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit to Jesus Christ. And Jesus, I've heard about the Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit in my life. You got to yield your voice, your tongue, your whole person. You must yield your whole body so the Holy Spirit can come in and reside with you. Because you're going to see a change come over your whole person. You're going to see a whole attitude change. You're going to see people from a different... You're going to see people that look evil, but you're going to see, oh, that's one need prayer. Behold, God is my helper. Oh, yes. He is reward evil unto my enemy. So don't worry about your enemy. God's going to do that. God will reward evil unto my enemy. So I got a lot of enemies that hate me, and I just keep praying. Just keep praying. Why? Because I know what God has promised me. I don't have time to play games. I don't have time to placate. But I want to tell you something. When the Holy Spirit gives special supernatural gift, and Corinthians, go turn with me to Corinthians 12 and 8, and you're going to see some. He's severely as he will. See, the Holy Spirit, he ain't going to just say, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you. It's as he will. Not I'm going to demand him to give me this. No, it's as he will. And the more he comes and he yields, when we yield to him, he wills it to us. Because God knows through the Holy Spirit, he knows the mind of God. The Bible says, such as the things that are deep, that are hidden. The Holy Spirit searches these things. And God is right there saying to us, he loves us. And I will say to you tonight, if you will freely sacrifice your body unto the Lord and praise his holy name. For the Lord will be good to you. And I want to tell you something, another thing. The Holy Spirit gives us special supernatural gifts. There are, all right, these gifts. There are 9 gifts. Now let me deal with these for just a minute. Are given as the Spirit provides, excuse me, provides and decides. When we utilize these gifts, they require boldness. Not fighting, not pushing around, but it requires boldness. Boldness. Bold. Be bold. B-O-L-D. No matter what happens, I'm going to stand firm. I don't care what they say, I'm going to stand firm. That's bold. I don't care they talk about me, I'm going to be bold. I don't care what they allow me, I'm going to be bold. I don't care how they push me now, I'm going to be bold. Why? Because the Bible says to me, the Bible tells me, God said be bold. When you come, he said, let us come before the God, boldly before the throne of God. Boldly. Not coming there with your head all hung down. No, I'm coming before my Father. Father, I'm coming before you. I need you. Come bold before him. Come on, tell that girl, when you're home, you know, Lord, I want to put it with you. No, that's not the God we serve. God is a great God. Hear my prayer, O God. Hear my prayer. Now listen to me. When these gifts are given to the Spirit, tell people to have an abundant life. Abundant life. That Jesus promised in St. John 10:10. God said, hear his word, the enemy comes but to steal and kill. That's in John 10:10. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus said, the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. So you see three prominent places the enemy come. Number one, he comes to steal everything you have, all that you can do, understanding, your mind, your good. He comes to steal and to kill. He wants to kill whatever influence you have, to kill every. I don't care what you're trying to do. No, ain't nothing good to him. He wants to kill your influence. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And then he wants to destroy you because he knows that you are afraid of death. That's why you have to have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's why you have, thank you, Holy Father, for the revelation. That's why you have to have the fullness of God in you. I'm not talking about this world we live in. On the street I live on, you know, there's a lot of people over there don't like me, but it don't bother me, because I know who I serve. I serve the living God through Jesus Christ. He rewards evil to my enemies. He cuts them off in my truth, because as long as you tell the truth, God's going to be right there for you. Now, let me show you something else that I've come to find out by searching the word. So have you. See, when God does not limit his children of God, he could have a conviction, regeneration, and the witness of the Spirit in our lives. We're often children of God. Hallelujah. However, the dimension, listen to me, of the power, of the dimension. See, we got to look at it, but it's called the anointing. God's won't us to reach and teach through the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38-39. Although the Christians achieve results, actual baptism. Now when you go to Acts 2:30, go there. And the Bible speaks to us about how God anointed Jesus Christ. How God anointed, hallelujah. How God anointed Jesus Christ. Going about preaching the gospel, breaking those jokes. And that's what God wants us to do. He has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit, you can achieve more if you will yield to the power of the Holy Spirit. Not about what you heard some pastor has said, some bishop, some holy roller. But if you yield to the Holy Spirit, that's why I say constantly. Put some time before God in prayer. Put some time. Now, let me show you something. Some say that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is no longer exists today. That's the biggest lie ever told. And the devil is trying to steal somebody away, kill and destroy somebody. Well, the Holy Spirit don't exist today. What you been smoking? What you been drinking? You been out there in the darkness? Are you on God's side or what? Because the Holy Spirit still exists for today. It won't change. Now, when he come, when Jesus come back, the Holy Spirit is going to leave the earth realm. And if you don't know the Holy Spirit, you can't go back. You can't go with him. Because he's going to see, God's going to put a mark. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Father. That's going to be a mark on you. If the angels don't see it, you ain't coming back to heaven. You're going to have to wait. That's why the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive shall be caught up to be with the Lord. And we're with the Lord, when the Lord said, well, he going to, and see, Jesus don't even know when the Father's coming back to receive the church. That's why I say the time has come. The time has come. And when I hear a preacher say that he don't know about the Holy Spirit, he ain't no preacher, he's a liar. He ain't no teacher, he's a liar. He ain't no evangelist, he's a liar. Because you cannot, the fivefold cannot lie. They have to stand because they're nothing but the gifts of God. Behold, God is my helper. He is my helper. The Lord is with me and uphold my soul. And I want to just say this to you tonight in case, hallelujah, I love it. And I can be honest all night long talking about the Holy Spirit. See, because it's so easy when you have a heart to receive. If your mind is set on a bunch of junk, you want to argue about what somebody done to you, listen, let me tell you something I found out. I know some people have done me so wrong in this life. All I can do is pray for them and keep moving. That's all I can do. I don't have time to lift them up and what they've done wrong. They've done me wrong. No, I don't have that time. I don't have the time. But I want to tell you what I do have time. I want to have time to tell you about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our human spirit when we are born again in the Spirit of God. John 3:16. Jesus came into us by the Holy Spirit. John 1:12. When you read it, as we grow in Christ, listen, beloved. Now, as we grow in Christ, we produce fruits of the Spirit, as we have previously talked about. And you know one thing? I want to give that to you. I want to hold on this and come back to you next time, because I know what the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that there are a lot of people out there that don't want it. They don't understand what it is. It is a, if you got the Holy Spirit, you can pray in the Spirit. You can sing in the Spirit. You can talk in the Spirit. You can be on one accord with God. And nobody can ever know but that's you and God. You know what? And I close out today with these words. It is authority that we receive for the salvation to becoming the sons of God, according to John 1:2, 1 and 12. Let me read. It is authority, written down in Greek, I wrote the Greek, that we receive as salvation to become the sons of God, according to John 1:12. But we endure with power for service, Acts 1:8. But we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, see Acts 2:24. And I will say this to you, because God is so good. And tonight I want to thank you over the lines up, because I know I got some people on be on the line with me. And I want to thank God for just listening. But I'm always come back to tell you, when you got the Holy Ghost, there's a whole book I got here about the Holy Ghost that I just can teach. Symbols of the Holy Spirit. Some people don't want to know that. How you instruct, he revealed how God does what he does. It's called the Holy Spirit. And so I thank God for you listening. I praise God. And anybody that part, I just pray before I close this. part of the section now, and anybody out there needs baptism of the Holy Spirit, well, pray this night, Father, that your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. Somebody out there, Father, needs to have a closer walk with you. And I want to thank you tonight in Jesus' name of Nazareth. And I pray that somebody will receive Jesus Christ and start asking for the Holy Spirit, that their lives will be changed. Their lives will be changed. And thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Line open out there, 9454. Are you there? Are you there? Praise the Lord. Thank the living God. Amen. The line's open. As I said in Isaiah 50:53, it says, save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. Give ear to the word. Lord, I'm weak. Lord, I can't do, but I have faith to believe. See, you need to change your word and start speaking God's word. Start giving God back his word. God said, I send my word out. It will not return to me void. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God for it. Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. God bless. I just want to offer a word of prayer because I heard the invitation to receive the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could just look around and see so many people uncovered, unprotected, and are subject to all types of violence, and even to the point that it would lead to death. There's a great place right now that people are uncovered because they don't have a relationship with God.
That's it.
And every time I hear someone offer salvation to someone, and so many times people think they still have time. And I would say tonight, it behooves us to get in a relationship with God. Not only will we be covered, but our loved ones will be covered.
Covered. Amen.
Evil is upon this land. And people got to wake up and recognize the spirits that's operating in this land. We cannot retaliate evil for evil. We have to retaliate evil good for evil.
Yes.
Love is what covers a multitude. Love is what conquers. Love is what sets free. Love is what delivers. Love is what heals.
Yes. Yes.
And we as believers, we got to be proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Every opportunity and every chance we get.
Yes.
Too many times we're sitting by back being silent and afraid to speak.
Yes.
We have a voice. We have a protector.
Yes.
That will chill us, that will protect us.
Yes.
That will keep us.
Amen.
Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place
of the Most High,
shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord,
he is
my refuge. He is my fortune. He is my God.
Yes.
In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the flies and the nuisance of the pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His trust, his truth shall be thy shield and thy buckle. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at their right hand, but it shall not come now to thee.
To thee. Hallelujah.
Now, we can see as believers, we are walking in it, this word, every single day.
Yes.
Everything that I just read is happening right now.
It is.
We are subject, we are subject to anything happening to us. But because we dwell in a secret place of the Most High, it can happen all around us, but it can't hurt harm us because we're under the wings of the Almighty.
My God.
People, it's time to take a covering. And the only covering that you can take in an assurance covering is a covenant with God. Make that covenant with Jesus today. Give him your all.
Give him all. My God, my God.
Only time things is going to get better is when Christ Jesus, the Son of God, returns.
What?
Evil is on this land.
You
got to take covering.
Amen.
Got to take covering. So, Heavenly Father, we just glorify you. We magnify you.
Thank you.
For who you are.
Yes.
We lift our hands up to you, Lord, in total surrender to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, we ask you right now to take over our minds, our bodies, and our souls.
Yes.
Father, you said in your word, beloved above all, you wish that we prosper, be in good health as our
be
soul.
In good health.
Father, let us seek you that we may prosper our souls, that we may be in good health, God.
Good health.
God, you say many of the righteous afflicted, but you delivered
you
them
delivered
out of all. God, I thank you for your power and your hands of deliverance on tonight. You sent your son to set the captives free. The Father, I ask you to go to the minds that's prison bound right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, you do a Holy Ghost arrest. Father,
Holy
you
Ghost. Hallelujah.
Well,
I'm speaking to you on
the name of
Jesus.
And Father, I thank you for doing it right now, God. God, I pray on tonight, God, that someone out there in the radio land right now, Father, will hear this plea and will hear this cry, Father. And they will what must I do? God, I pray for that backslider right now in the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
God, you said that you was married to the backslider, God. God, let them know on tonight, God, it's nothing too hard or whatever they think they might have done that they can't come to you. Or they need to fix themselves up before they come to you. God, you are the Father. You are the Father, God.
You're the
God, hold and shape them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus,
name of
God.
Jesus.
Give them hope in a hopeless situation now, God.
Jesus.
God, you turn it around for your kingdom,
you
for your glory, God. God, let them know, Father God, that they are victorious, God. Let them know, Father, that they are overcomers, God. Let them know, Father, that they are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. God, I thank you on tonight, God. I thank you for delivering and setting the captives on tonight. The Father, you said you would not leave them conquerors, God. You would send them back a comforter, God. God, comfort them tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Jesus.
Go to the heart of the matter tonight, Father.
Speak
the heart tonight, Father, that it may change minds on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you said that you are the repair of the broken, God. God, you repair everything that's broken right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for your anointing right now to destroy every yoke of bondage, God. God, I thank you right now, Father God. You said everything that has
breath, let it praise the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Oh.
God, let us begin to come to you, Father, with praises like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, let us begin to seek your face like never before, God. Let us begin to cry out for what our petitions and our supplications, Father. God, only you can turn it around, Father God. And God, I thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. That you will tear down the barriers, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. The hate bearers and the jealous, God, and the backbiting and the strife and the envy, Father God. God, every seed of discord that's been sown, Father, you destroy those seeds, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And you bring forth healing in your people's hearts and minds and deliver them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, go to wounds of souls tonight, God. Heal them, Father.
Heal them.
Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they don't have to be captured by anything but by you, God. God, I thank you right now. You said, who the Son set free is free indeed. God, tonight, God, they can speak to pain, God, and it has to let them go because of you. They can speak to sickness and disease, Father. Because of you. God, they can speak to any unclean spirit, Father God. Any demonic spirit, God. And they can be free because of you. God, let them come running to your throne of grace, God. And whatever their petition, supplications is, God. Let them know, Father.
Let them know.
It has already been done. It's already been worked out, Father God. And God, I thank you right now for establishing it in their hearts, establishing it in their minds, Father God. And God, I thank you for manifestation right now of your deliverance.
My God.
It will set the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, you said that all power was given by you, and for us to refuse, resist the power, we will receive damnation unto ourselves. God, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto them, Father, not what man is saying, but what you're saying. You said, in the beginning was the Word was God, and God was the Word. You are the Word, Father. And man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of your mouth. God, let us in a deeper relationship. You said deeper depths and higher heights. Let us grow deeper with you, Father, so you will continue to reveal your hidden mysteries, God, unto us, that we may be effective in your kingdom for your glory. God, we give you praise. We give you thanksgiving, God. Tonight, Father, fill them up with your Holy Spirit, God. God, give us a fresh wind and a fresh fire and a fresh anointing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you and I bless your holy name for doing it now. Faith is a now substance. And God, we thank you for the evidence. Because you have already done it.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Amen.
Pray.
Amen.
Amen. And then, while you're praying, I just feel led to continue in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, there's somebody out there that's on the radio land needs to be saved. Ask for forgiveness. Hear about the salvation that Jesus Christ brought to us. I want to thank you for this night in America. I want to thank you that have given us the wherewithal to stand firm But there's somebody that we know that needs a closer walk with you. And then, Father, because the fullness of the Holy Spirit, He is the one that leads and teaches in this life. And the devil has lied many, many times to the believer. You only need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I say you are, the devil is a liar from the beginning to the end. Jesus said He is a liar. And then, Father, we want to thank You tonight for what You've done to all on the radio station, how You've spoken to us, and You're bringing us to the humility part where we humble ourselves before You. And then, Father, we just say we want to thank You. I just want to thank You for being God to me, for being God by me, for being God everywhere for me. Father, I want to thank You for the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. When it looked like I wasn't going to make it, You were right there with me. When it looked like I couldn't cross over, You extended it through faith, speaking, the mountains shall be departed. And I want to thank You, Father, through Jesus Christ. And tonight I'm praying for many on the line needs prayer, because the enemy is still trying to destroy. And then, Father, tonight we just declare, we don't know if tonight will be the last night. As I received word just the other day, my grandson got shot. He went to his former girlfriend, called him over to the house. He went over there, Father. I don't know what happened, but You know. But he's dead. He's dead. They killed him, a young man, 38 years old. We don't know what happened, but Father, You know what happened. And I ask You to forgive them. Forgive them, Father, whatever they've done. But justice will be served, because You said in Your reign, You said in Your word, You said, behold, God, You are my helper. You are the helper of our souls. And I want to say thank You. You said You reward evil unto my enemies, unto the enemies. And the enemies have been trying to destroy us. We know You're going to reward. We just want to say, because we want to cut them off by the truth. We keep giving the truth and announcing the truth and praying and believing the truth. And tonight is the night we said thank You. We pray for all 50 states in America. We pray for both houses, all three houses of Congress. We pray for the executive, the judicial, and the United Supreme Court. We pray that there will be truth. And Father, we want You to just bring us closer. Let us get busier. And then, Father, while we're in prayer, we've asked You for the revival, the revival, the revival, the revival, the revival. Revive within us. Stir us up, Father, for June the 24th to the 27th. Let there be a revival like we've never seen one in Houston. Blinded eyes be opened, deaf ears. And, Father, Your spirit does this. We can't do it. Your spirit can do this. We just want to know that. But it's in the power, but in power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. We want to say thank You. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I say this much. There's been something so succinct what God is doing, and the more we pray into God, the more we believe God. Hear my prayer, O God. Hear my prayer. Give ear to my words and my mouth, and God will listen. He will listen. He will listen. Hear my prayer. Hear my prayer. I don't know what your prayer, but hear me. This is my prayer, Lord. He will answer. He will hear your prayer. And He'll give ear to your words by your mouth. You ain't got to say, well, you know, so no. Hear my prayer, O God. Hear my prayer. That's my prayer. Hear my prayer, O God. Hear my prayer. Give ear to my words in my mouth. If I've sinned somewhere, forgive me. If I've lied somewhere, forgive me. If I've done wrong, forgive me. Hear me. Hear my prayer. Hear my prayer, O God. Strengthen me by Your word. Because I want to live accordingly. Because I know You're on Your way back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody got something they want to say, a word, or got something to say to what the Lord is doing for you? Want a prayer? We're here to help you. Amen. The line is open.
Hello, Willie.
Hello, how you doing?
I could be doing better, but I'm doing okay. So I just would like to ask for prayer for earlier today that I went through an ordeal. I was attacked because of my beliefs, and I know where I am at, and I know why and everything. And I was criticized for claiming to be a Christian, which I do not claim. I am a Christian, and I just wanted to I wanted to ask for prayer for the ignorant people. Excuse me for saying on the radio. Yes, I said ignorant people, or rather to say foolish people that went so far as to say, I claim to be. So I might be speaking out a little too abrupt, but I just call it like I see it. And I apologize to tell if I won't
shut
up.
Well, I
want
to say this to you. Say these words with your Father.
The Father.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all the things.
Of all the things.
That I've said.
That I've said.
And done.
And done.
Clean out my heart.
Clean out my heart.
Clean out my heart.
Clean out my heart.
And hear my prayer.
And hear my prayer.
Hear my prayer.
Hear my prayer.
My prayer is.
My prayer is.
I need Jesus Christ.
I need Jesus Christ.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
And above all.
Above all.
I accept.
I accept.
The work he's done.
The works he's done.
He redeemed us.
He redeemed us.
His blood protects us.
His blood protects us.
And my mind.
In my mind.
Is on Jesus.
Is on Jesus.
Today is the day.
Today is the day.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight is the night.
And a moment by moment.
And a moment by moment.
I lay my eyes on you, Jesus.
I lay my eyes on you, Jesus.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Is the night.
Is the night.
That I ask you.
Can I ask you.
For the baptism.
For the baptism.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
I heal.
I heal.
My mind.
My mind.
My thoughts.
My thoughts.
And my actions.
And my actions.
Take over my tongue.
Let go of my tongue.
That I may speak words.
That I may not worry.
Speak worthy, not of this world.
Be worthy, not of this world.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I stand in your presence.
I stand in your presence.
I yield.
I yield.
I submit.
I submit.
And I declare.
And I declare.
The devil.
The devil.
And all of his demons.
And all of his demons.
Must be gone.
Must be gone.
From being around me.
From being around me.
The word says.
The word said.
2 Peter. 2 Peter. Hello?
Yeah.
2 Peter.
I don't
hello?
Yeah,
Second
I'm
Peter.
Here.
2 Peter.
The Peter.
2:24.
Be therefore.
2:24. 2:24. By the stripes. That Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Bore.
For.
on his back.
On his back.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Tonight's the night.
Tonight is the night.
My mind is healed.
My mind is healed.
My thoughts are healed.
My thoughts are healed.
My body is healed.
My body is healed.
Even in my body.
Even in my body.
Right now.
Right now.
There's a Holy Spirit moving. You feel a moving. There's a moving in my, there's a movement within my inner man, in my inner body. There is a movement.
There's a movement.
Within my soul.
Within my soul.
And the Bible says.
And the Bible says.
Out of my belly.
Out of my belly.
A stomach.
My stomach.
Shall flow.
Shall flow.
Living waters.
Living water.
That is the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Living water. Living water. Living water. You got to completely say living water.
Living water.
Flowing out of my soul.
Come up out of my soul.
My ears.
My ears.
Are being washed.
Are being washed.
My ears.
My ears.
Are being flooded by the blood.
Are being flooded by the blood.
And my voice.
And my voice.
And my mouth.
And my mouth.
Have been redeemed.
Have been redeemed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now tonight I feel as more you stay in tune, the Holy Spirit is dealing with you right now, because you done got caught up twice by him. And what he's trying to do is bring you to a new place where he can deal with you. You got to let the demons go. You got to declare and decree that the weapon formed against you shall not prosper. And every thought and action the devil has done. Because God loves you. And we've been waiting on this for a long, long time. But if you want what we done prayed and you believe it tonight, everything you ask God, hear my prayer, O God. Give ear unto my words and my mouth. And God said, I want my daughter back. I want this, I want that. God says he'll do it, but it's under condition. And the condition is you got to submit, commit, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. I call the devil a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. Amen.
And a manipulator.
Amen. And I want you to start getting you some scriptures. I want you to take your Bible and start reading Matthew. Start in Matthew, the first chapter, and completely read. Take your time and read through it. And go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read all those four gospels. You're going to see some things that Jesus did. For when a stranger rises up against you, and a presence seeks after your soul, you have set God before you. The devil can't do you no harm. He can't do you no harm. I don't care what folks say about me. It don't bother me. Don't bother me. I said, okay, that's what you say, that's what you say. But I don't, that ain't what God said. Because God said this about me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody got else anything you want to say while we're on the line?
Yeah, I want to pray for her. What's your name?
My name is Kay.
Kay.
Kay. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up Kay to you now. And Father, we just thank you right now for her petition on tonight. Father, hear her cry. Hear her petition on tonight, Father. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that she was blessed. You called her blessed for those who will prosecute her for your name's sake. So, Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that she will not be ruled and regulated by her feelings and by her emotions, but she will be ruled by you, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am, the Lord God Almighty. Father, I thank you right now that she will cast every care upon you, for you care for her. And God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, hear her heart's cry tonight. Hear her wounds, God. Go deep tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Everything that's not of you, God, we ask you to remove it right now, that you may be able to take over complete rulership over her mind, over her body, and her soul now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you for doing it right now, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we forgive those who prosecuted her, God. And we ask you right now, because you told us to love our enemies. We ask you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will remove the hearts of stone, God, and that you will give hearts of flesh, God, that they may get to know you and get to know all about you, God. God, let your light shine through her, Father, that people will see her good works, that you, Father, in heaven, that you may be glorified. God, I thank you right now that she will walk in love, kindness, and meekness, God, that the fruit of your spirit, God,
yes,
will be her light, God. And God, I thank you for it right now. Remove the frustration, God. Give her the peace and serenity that she needs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God is the, whew, Jesus, how much.
Hallelujah. Mm.
God, we bless your holy name.
Yes.
God, I thank you that she will begin to even be true with herself. Because, Lord, you know all. You sit high and you look low and you know it all. Mm. And God, I thank you that she will begin to give it all to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And so tonight, we just give God the glory. We go out to praise, and we're moving into an arena called fasting and praying, because we got a great revival right here in Houston that God's going to do for us and through us. And it's up to you who can be a part of it. And I'm saying to you tonight, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, because the Spirit of God is going to fall on Houston. And we're going to do it on the 24th of June to the 27th. It's going to be at Laura Copley at Hirsch Road. We're going to be able to see what God is going to do for us and through us. It's going to be awesome. We know it. We believe it. We see what God is doing. We're standing firm. And so tonight I want to say to you, I love you, and I love you, and I love you, the love of Jesus Christ. So the Lord be with you and bless you until I see you again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.